Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 6, 2024. Why did Iran really attack Israel? Question. Persians are an ancient people, Iranians. Why do they always want to destroy us? We have a long and varied history with them. It started with King Cyrus, who released the people from captivity in Babylon and said, "Go to your homeland and build the temple." Everything was fine after that, but now we are constantly on the brink of a major war with them. Mostly, they instigate, but don't especially take direct actions. Apart from these recent events, they launched drones, missiles at us. There was a lot, and mostly, thank God, they didn't reach their target. Do they really want to destroy us or not? Answer: what they want doesn't really matter. Many want that. Everyone wants it. I don't think they seriously hope to win a conflict with us. It's more for show. Question: who wants it more, the AIators or the people? If we can divide it like that. Answer: I think the leadership. Question: so you believe the people don't have a deep, intense hatred? Answer: number question. What is your personal attitude toward Iranians? How do you feel about them? Answer: friendly. Comment: in general, our relations with them have always developed differently, but in many ways they were very good in the 50s, 60s, even in the early 70s. My response: yes. Question: we built oil bases and cities there. They came here. Ben Gurion went there, to Tehran. But at some point, almost everyone's relationship with us starts deteriorating. What is the turning point, this upheaval? Answer: I believe it is from above. It is not our or their psychology's fault. I believe it is from above. The Creator just needs to push us toward an upper goal. Question: so he orchestrates these conflicts? Answer: yes. Question: so you see it all as the Creator's play? Answer: of course. Question: in everything? Answer: absolutely. Question: in everything that happens in the Middle East? Answer: yes. Question: toward us? His game? Answer: of course, to correct us, to make us correct ourselves. That is what we must do, and I think we are obligated and will do it. Comment: it seems that until we come to the point of what we need to correct in ourselves, he won't be satisfied. It will continue. My response: naturally. Question: so will it get stronger and stronger, more and more? Answer: there is no need to even discuss that, it must happen. Question: how are we not correct in his eyes? What makes us bad in his eyes? Answer: in the eyes of the whole world we are not corrected, and we are not right, and everyone has some special claim against us. In principle, if we speak at a higher level, we do not reach the level necessary for our development. Comment: but we don't know what that is. We are like children, it seems. My response: that does not matter. That does not absolve a person from duty, responsibility. Question: so we need to first understand what we need to correct within ourselves. Right? And agree to it? Answer: yes. Question: who will tell us about this? Answer: the Creator. Question: and how does he do that? By speaking. Right now he only sends enemies against us, so to speak. Answer: he wants us to become his people. Question: what does that mean? Answer: it means doing what he desires. Question: what does he desire? Answer: he wants us to show an example to all nations of the world of how everyone should be. Question: how should that be? Answer: with open hearts, love, and embracing everyone. Show everyone what the Creator expects from us and from creation in general. We must do all this ourselves and now. Question: is this our task? The task of this nation? Answer: yes. Question: can others do this without us? Answer: no, no one. This is all entrusted to us. Question: then will it start spreading along the chain to the world and so on? Answer: let's see how it goes. Yes. Question: what if we don't hear this? Naturally, our nature is egoistic after all. So if I have a bad relationship with someone, if I don't love someone, I push someone away. And you say, you must love them, open your heart to them. What if I continue to fight with my neighbor? Then will the war continue? Answer: yes, it will, until I am convinced that I need to seek another way of interacting with others. We are guilty before the world for holding the secret of creation, the secret of correction, within us. Question: which is this connection with others, with neighbors? Answer: yes. Question: this simple formula, my connection with my neighbor, is the secret of creation? Is that what you're saying? Open your heart and love them, despite everything. Answer: yes. Question: I see. And are we constantly being pushed toward this? Answer: we ourselves say that this is what the Creator desires. So if He desires it, let's do it. Well, it doesn't work. Question: why doesn't it work? In principle, it sounds very beautiful. Answer: it doesn't work because we don't want to turn to Him to teach us, to help, to push. Comment: right now, our natural response to all our enemies is to strengthen our army, the country's security, and so on. And you say we need to. My response: we need to strengthen the connection between us and show the world that this is the path to a good future. And then all these games won't make sense at all. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, April 15, 2024. Can interacting with stones heal? Question: unusual pets are becoming popular in South Korea. They are not dogs, they are not cats, they are rocks. There are many touching stories about how people are stressed, do not want to burden their loved ones with their experiences, do not want to take responsibility for dogs or cats, but they simply take stones, buy stones, start dressing them up and talking to them. For example, a woman described how her day went at work to a stone. What kind of transition is this? Is it evolution or is it degradation? You won't share your stress with a friend, you don't talk to a dog or a cat, but you talk to a stone. What do you think it is? Answer: first of all, we must understand that these are Koreans. Therefore, we do not need to pay special attention to this as some kind of worldwide change of man toward nature. It will all pass. But in general, this is an interesting thing. This way they can heal themselves. Question: and when a person talks to some inanimate nature, to stones, they even say that they dress them up, talk, do you think this is a natural state? Answer: this is a natural state for them. It is kind of like a kid with a doll. It is still on a purely childish level. Question: then the question that arises from this is it necessary for us to communicate with someone? Answer: we have the upper force, we have to communicate with it. Question: can you explain this communication? What you do not see or feel? Answer: you can only imagine the Creator as it is written in books. Otherwise, you cannot think of anything else. The sages describe it as a force of nature that we must follow. This is the same thing that Abraham and all the others said, all the prophets down to Balha, Sulam and Rabash. Question: how can I make myself believe them? Answer: I think this is a matter of the gradual inner development of a person. It is gradual in our time, which will soon show us what we really need to go after. Question: so you think we will be pushed toward this communication one way or another? Answer: yes. Question: in principle, does it turn out that all beliefs pass through the character of the nation? Answer: yes, of course. Question: the message, is it just one? Answer: there is one message. You need contact with the upper force that can guide you and bring you into contact with it. Question: Can we say that this message exists, but every nation passes it through itself? Answer, yes, but this is a matter of thousands of years. Only for each nation, it is still at its own level. Question, and when it says, God will be one and one for all? Answer, it will happen, but we need to develop. Question, so all these currents, all these religions will come to this peak? Answer, yes, there is no other way. Question, will there not be a mass of currents, a mass of religions? Answer, no, on the contrary, they will see that they are in some kind of similarity to each other and will begin to connect. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, March 25, 2024. Absorb all the desires of the world. So it is that each source that had taken off the preliminary shape of the progenitor and had taken on a new shape as a result of the three factors that were added to it, and which change it significantly, the general shape of the progenitor still remains, and will never assume the shape of another person who resembles him, just as oat will never resemble wheat. This is so because each and every source has its own long sequence of generations comprised of several hundred generations, and the source includes the conceptions of them all. However, they are not revealed in it in the same ways they appeared in the ancestors, that is, in the form of ideas, but only as abstract forms. Therefore, they exist in him in the form of abstract forces called tendencies, nature, and instincts, without knowing the reason or why he does what he does. Thus, there can never be two people with the same attribute, Baal-ha-Sulam, the freedom. Question, in order to mix with all the properties of the world, do we don't have to decompose in the earth, like wheat, right? Answer, to decompose means that I decompose myself and associate with all the people in the world. Question, do we just need to shift the focus from ourselves to the desires of the world in order to make a common clea out of the world? Answer, no, you need to not only change your focus, but also to throw your desire into the world and get the desire of the world instead. This is what is called decomposing. Nothing will work out until you can absorb all the desires of the world. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, April 14, 2024. Writings of Baal-ha-Sulam, the Freedom. Goal and means. Question, when the Creator reveals the feeling of the quality of bestowal to us, the answer is that to preserve it, we need to ask only for connection or that he gives us the strength to pray for our neighbor. This is unclear. Why should we ask for anything other than this? Answer, it is like asking for strength. Strength for what? This question remains open. Therefore, it is necessary to find out the ultimate goal. Question, but we will never know it. We say that our goal is connection. Can we take this as the ultimate goal? Answer, no, this is not an end, but a means. The goal is to attain the Creator, connection with Him. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, April 15, 2024. Writings of Rabash, letter number 48. Get out of the quagmire of egoism. Question, we have a strong desire in the ten to get out of Egypt, and prayer flows all day. We have the intention to give, the desire to unite, and the desire to merge all together. What else is needed to get out? Answer, there is not enough connection between you. It is like you are standing in a square with thousands of people shouting to the Creator. If you had joined forces at the same time, He would have immediately heard you and answered. You are still not connected. Therefore, alone, He cannot hear everyone. Question, to unite, do we need to get out of egoism first? Answer, sure, one who is still in egoism cannot connect with anyone. And to get out of the quagmire of egoism, you need to lean on each other and grab hold of the Creator together. Strive for contact with the Creator by addressing Him from the depths of your heart. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, April 10, 2024. Writings of Rabash concerning the beginning of the month. Reveal the evil inclination. Question: what does it mean that person who studies Torah and mitzvot for the sake of reward has an evil inclination that is concealed? Answer: he does not feel that he is in a state of egoism, and his ego is constantly developing. At the same time, he does not move forward at all, not only positively, but also negatively. Question: how can we turn evil into good in a correct way? How should we work with egoism? Answer: if evil tells you that you are disconnected from the Creator, and you ask the Creator for strength and knowledge to correct it and to be closer to the Creator, then you will succeed in working with evil. Question: who reveals one's evil inclination to a person? Answer: the Creator does everything. The question is whether it is by the person's request or contrary to it. Therefore, ask the Creator to reveal the evil inclination and give you the strength to correct it. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, April 15, 2024. Writings of Rabash. The Torah spoke regarding four sons. The feeling of perfection. Comment: Rabash writes that after a gathering of friends they should have a feeling of perfection. What if I do not have that feeling? I cannot control my feelings. My response: this means you did not complete the work, you asked incorrectly, made the wrong effort. Question: so this is an indication of my feelings? Answer: it happens that this is very difficult to implement. Getting close to friends can be very difficult for a person when he is in certain states. But in general, if he makes an effort, and especially not alone but in a group, and if the whole group makes an effort to gather together in its center, in one core, as if hugging tightly, which does not mean that they really should hug, they just need to strive to ensure that everyone's heart is connected with others, then a person begins to understand how this works. From Cab TV's Practical Kabbalah, April 4, 2024. Questions about spiritual work, 114. Question: how can I go with the Creator to Pharaoh if it is revealed to me that I hate him? Answer: find a common language with him. Question: the Creator controls us by adding or decreasing evil so that we have a choice. Why does this work turn into pain? Answer: our work does not turn into any kind of pain. You have to understand that this is the formation of our Kli. It is the only way to rise into eternity, there is no other option. Question: you said to focus on one negative action and correct it through prayer. How do we work in such a way as to correct one thought and then move on to another? What should we ask the Creator for? Answer: consult with your friends. What you accept together, the Creator will never push you away but will draw you closer to Himself. Question: ultimately, what outweighs the world on the scale of merit, prayer or action? Answer: prayer is also an action. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, April 2, 2024. Writings of Rabash Bo, come.